All right. Hi, guys. This is Antonio Jones with the Nerd Element, talking to Michael Key, president of Key Publishing and Makeup Artist Magazine. So, can you tell us about what you set up here today for the Oscars?
Good. Yeah. Hello, guys. We're somewhat live at the wonderful historic Roosevelt Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard, and we just commenced an event, a first time ever, of the first annual Oscar Bake Off celebration that Makeup Artist Magazine produced here today. And we had all of the nominee hopefuls, we'll find out who the nominees are on Thursday. And we were able to pull together as a craft of movers and shakers and celebrate the art of makeup today, and to be able to honor those that are looking for their nomination for Thursday.
All right. So what was your reason for setting something like this up?
Well, this is actually, it's so in my DNA to do this. I like to bring together the makeup artists, and that's one of the things that I do. And what we did was it made a lot of sense. I know all of the people that are being considered for nomination. I have a long-standing relationship with the Academy, which is great. And so I finally connected the dots of how we could do that and be able to put something on that doesn't have the constraints politically that the Academy has, where we can invite our top Makeup Artist Magazine Pro Card members to come and be a part of an event like this. In fact, out of anything I've been doing the last 20 years, this has had the highest concentration of media makeup professionals of any event that I've produced. And it was really, really cool. I actually should have done this years ago. I really wish I would have. And finally something prompted me to think about that, and it only took me about an hour of considering. It's like, yes, we're going to make this thing happen, and it's going to be an annual event.
What made you think of it? How do you think the turnout was for this very first one for this annual event?
Well, there's my perspective. You know, what did you think? You were there today. You're less biased than I am. What did you see?
I saw, you know, a lot of great people came out to, you know, see the event. Just a lot of, I like the mingling aspect of these events. You know, everybody gets to talk, catch up with your old friends, see what people are working on, what people might be working on. So I just, something that's really cool to, you know, do. And I thank you so much for doing this and having me here. It's just wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you could be here, Antonio. This was, I felt it was a home run because what it is, it meted the goals that I was really looking for the day. I was looking for us to have representatives from all seven films, which we did. And we had a fair representation of Academy members that were present this morning at the Bake Off to do the vote for nomination. And we took a ballot today, so we could kind of survey our audience for their three picks. And be interesting to see what that's like on Thursday, to see if our vote today matches up with what the Makeup Artist and Hairstylist branch voted for this morning, to see if that works that way. The fact that we had my mentors were in the room, the fact that we had representatives from all seven films, that we had representatives from the Academy, representatives from Local 706, and a good representation of all aspects of media makeup artistry, then that means we accomplished our goals. And all our sponsors were really happy too, because it wasn't, you know, obviously there's, I don't know about if your audience is interested in that, but to be able to produce an event like this, there's a cost to it. And we have to make sure our sponsors are happy, and I felt that they were too, because of the caliber of people that we had today. And it was the top movers and shakers on both sides of the pond of makeup. I think we did it.
Cool. So are you already planning for next year's event?
Oh, absolutely. Didn't take me too long to figure out that we should have been doing this years ago, and we produced this party favor today. I don't know if you got one. Hopefully you did, which is the lighter that says the first annual Oscar Bake Off celebration, and that's indicative of the subsequent ones that are yet to come. We're going to do this every year, and I'm sure that one day we'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary and the 20th anniversary of the Oscar Bake Off celebration. And I really hope to keep it at the Roosevelt Hotel, because it has there. This is steeped in history for Hollywood, and this is where the very first Academy Awards were held when Wings won for Best Picture back in the day. So it's there's Oscar history here, there's Hollywood history, and there's also a local 706 used to do their award shows here way back in the day before my time. So it's just great to kind of continue that tradition and that legacy.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for doing this interview and inviting me to this. It was really great, guys. I'm sorry y'all couldn't be there, but it was just something that you just have to be here for.
It's really good. Glad you could be here, guy. I'll see you next week at IMAX.
Yes.